Hello again, 欢迎你又回到酒馆。酒馆又要在喜马拉雅做直播了。5月8日星期五晚上8点准时开始，除了我和安兰，还有酒馆其他嘉宾主播做客。喜欢酒馆的你千万别忘了预约直播，我们5月8日晚8点不见不散。 Now, on with the show. In a couple of the previous episodes, we talked about some fascinating facts and information about human mindAnd today we're going to focus on a very different side of the field of psychology. Living in a time of unprecedented scientific development, we naturally focus on progress. However, humanity often pays a high price for progress and understanding, and that seems to be the case in the field of psychology as well. Psychological experiments...are carried out in order to understand more about human minds and behaviors. While some famous experiments in psychology have left test subjects temporarily distressed, others have caused lifelong psychological issues. 那今天的酒馆里，我们就一起来说说心理学上的黑历史。In many scientific fields, one question is frequently being asked, what's ethical?When it comes to science. When we're talking about whether something is ethical or not, we're talking about whether it is the right thing to do. Ethical 指的就是符合道德伦理的。The opposite would be unethical. Especially when some of the psychological experiments, when they involve children, animals, or test subjects that just don't know they're being experimented on.In an attempt to gain better understanding of the human mind and behavior, how far is too far? So in today's episode, let's take a look at some of these psychological experiments that came to be known as controversial, unethical, or just downright horrifying. 今天露露就带你看看心理学历史上那些最有争议、最不符合道德伦理的实验。Number one on the list, the Monster Study. 怪物研究。In 1939, a speech pathologist, 1939年呢，有一位语言病理学家 Dr. Wendell Johnson. He wanted to understand the cause of stuttering. Stuttering 就是口吃结巴。And he was trying to prove that stuttering was not an inborn trait, but rather a learned behavior.So you don't get it at birth, but rather you develop it. What makes his experiments unethical is the fact that he carried out the experiment on a group of children at an orphanage. 这个臭名昭著的实验，受试者全部是孤儿院里的孤儿。The children were separated into two groups. Members of one group received positive speech therapy, so they were...constantly praised and complimented for their speech fluency. But the other group received very, very negative comments. They are constantly being criticized and belittled for any speech mistakes they happen to make. 那这样两组孩子在说话的时候，一组全部得到的是正向激励，正向反馈，而另外一组全部得到的是批评、贬低和嘲讽。In the end, children in the second group who spoke normally before the experiment started to develop speech problems. And some of these problems they were unable to get rid of for the rest of their lives. Because it was so unethical and widely criticized, Johnson never published the results of their study. If anything, this experiment really shows how much damageNegative reinforcement can do to someone's language development. And the Munster study is not the only controversial psychological experiment involving children. The second on the list is an experiment called Bobble Doll Experiment.
波波玩偶实验。
The goal of this controversial experiment was to show that violent behavior can be learned through observation at a young age.
这个实验是想要证明很小的孩子就可以通过观察他人习得暴力行为。
It was conducted in the 1960s by Albert Bandura at Stanford University on 72 young children aged 3 to 6, so very, very young children. The reason why it is called Bobble Doll Experiment is because it includes a large inflatable doll named Bobo.
这个 Bobo 玩偶就是一个充气的好像不倒翁一样的玩偶。
So Bandura first had a percentage of his young test subjects watch an adult violently abuse Bobo both physically and verbally.
先是让受试的儿童观察一个成年人对于这个玩偶实施语言和身体暴力。
Then he left each child alone in a room with the doll. And perhaps not surprisingly, a large number of children began to also abuse Bobo, many quite violently. It was incredibly disturbing to see that amount of violence, since the children were so young. Bandura repeated his experiments twice and received the same results each time. Nevertheless, it was a disturbing and controversial experiment. Number 3 on the list, perhaps the most famous in the list, or most notorious. An experiment that also took place at Stanford University. This is the Stanford Prison Experiment.
心理学界人尽皆知的斯坦福监狱实验。
So the Stanford Prison Experiment took place in 1971, organized by psychologist Philip Zimbardo. The experiment aimed to study the causes of conflict between prisoners and those who guard them. For this experiment, Zimbardo created a fake prison in the psychology building at Stanford University and made 24 volunteers role-play either the guards or prisoners in this fake prison.
当时他是把24位受试者随机分配了关押的犯人和狱警这样两个角色。
It soon became apparent that those who had been given the role of guard were taking their job very seriously. They began to enforce harsh measures and subjected their prisoners to various degrees of psychological torture. If that's surprising, perhaps it is even more surprising that many of the prisoners in this experiment simply accepted the abuses. The measures adopted by the guards became so extreme that the experiment was abruptly stopped after just 6 days.And the experiment was later severely criticized for ethical reasons.
而在这个实验里，扮演狱警的志愿者所表现出来的极端暴行，也让人一直心有余悸。
If the first three experiments are just small-scale projects conducted by psychologists for research reasons, number 4 on the list has a much larger scale. This is the outrageous experiment.Often known as the South African Aversion Project,
南非厌恶疗法。
This was during the South African Apartheid era.
当时南非还处在种族隔离制度之下。
And that was a difficult time to live in for homosexuals. With strict anti-homosexual laws, because being gay was considered to be a mental illness, the aversion therapies and techniques were appliedin South Africa to cure them of this illness. The aversion project mainly consisted of drugging lesbians and gay men and subjecting them to electroconvulsive behavior therapy. Electroconvulsive behavior therapy
就是大家听到过的电击疗法。
During that therapy, they were shown pictures of the same sex and getting electric shock at the same time. The technique obviously did not work.The victims were then subjected to even more extreme therapies. In grave contrast with a lot of the rights movement that we see now among the LGBTQ community, it's hard to imagine the horrifying damage that this aversion project has done in the past. Number 5 on the list is the tragic case of David Peter Reamer. When David was 7 months old,He got badly hurt in his genital area during a medical procedure.
七个月的 David 因为手术意外生殖器官受损。
It was tragic enough, but then the psychologist convinced his parents that the boy was more likely to successfully reach sexual maturity if he underwent a sexual reassignment surgery. A sexual reassignment surgery meaning to change a biological man into a woman or vice versa. Obviously, they did not have David's consent. Because David was very young, he did not get the say in this. So his parents, convinced by the doctor, went along with the procedure. During his entire childhood, David was incredibly depressed because he was cruelly ostracized and teased by his peers. And he also insisted that never once had he identified himself as a female. Imagine having your life decided for you like that. Ultimately, he committed suicide at the age of 38. The last dark psychological experiments that we're going to talk about today is the Milgram experiments. 米尔格拉姆实验也叫服从实验。Psychologist Stanley Milgram from Yale University wanted to do some obedience studies to analyze the conflict between personal conscience and obedience to authority.
Milgram 想要研究的是个人良知和对权威的服从之间所产生的冲突。因为当时二战的一些战犯会供述说，他们所做出的种种暴行仅仅是因为服从上级的命令而已。
Milgram wanted to find out if that is the case. During the experiment, each participant was then paired with another participant. A was the learner, and B was the teacher.But what B didn't know was A was actually working with Milgram.
所以其实作为学生的 A 是托，只有 B 才是真正的受试者。
So A and B were put into two rooms. B, the teacher, has an electric shock generator, as well as a roll of switches that ranged from 15 volts to 450 volts.
作为老师的这个受试者，按下任何一个按钮，就会给 A...造成15伏到450伏的电击。
Well, at least this is what they have been told. And the aim of the experiment was to research exactly how far people were willing to go in order to obey an instruction, if that meant harming another person. So during this experiment, B, the teacher, was given instructions to hurt A with various electric shocks.Even though it was all fake, but B did not know it.
整个试验里只有作为老师的受试者自己不知道电击实际上是假的。
And they thought everything was real. And Milgram was very interested in understanding how ordinary people could so easily be influenced into carrying out atrocities on other people. Despite the noble reason behind this, the entire experimentwas highly unethical as the participants were given incomplete information to lure them into the study. And I can only imagine the extreme psychological stress and trauma they must have experienced during the process. And that ends today's list of unethical and controversial psychological experiments. Like I mentioned in the very beginning of the show today,Humanity often pays a high price for progress and understanding. But there's always going to be a point when we start asking ourselves, how far is too far? And what's ethical when it comes to human progress? If you have any comments on these psychological experiments, share with us in the comments section. I'll see you next time. Bye.
满眼绿意的初夏正是提升自己的好时节。我和安兰的第八期进阶口语课程，还有酒馆的话题拓展包轻课和雅思考官模考训练营，都正在火热招生中。五一黄金周期间，酒馆还将推出回馈粉丝大放送活动，买酒就送课程优惠券，买课程送酒券，专门为爱学习爱生活的你准备。赶快联系小助手获取优惠和免费试听课吧。小助手的微信号是LULUXJG3 LULU 就是露露 XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母最后一个数字3 LULUXJG3 我们在酒馆等你